Thanks, Virginia. Good morning, everyone. Well, New South Wales has extended its lead as the nation's best performing economy, according to the latest CommSec State of the States report. Now, Victoria has remained in second place, but the quarterly report shows that the biggest change over the past quarter has been the improved performance of the ACT, which has jumped from sixth spot to equal third with the Northern Territory. Western Australia's lead in the rankings and it's currently placed fifth, while Queensland is in sixth place and South Australia and Tasmania round out the bottom two places respectively. There's been a strong rebound in global markets overnight as the price of oil has risen back above $30 a barrel. But that recovery in the oil price came a little too late for Asian markets, which tumbled yesterday. Now, Shanghai's share market tumbled 6.4% to its lowest close since December 2014, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell 2.4%. Global share markets have had the rockiest start to the year in recent memory as worries over China's economic growth continue to intensify. With that, let's check the global markets. Now at the close, the Dow rose 1.8%, the Nasdaq gained 1%, while the S&P 500 gained 1.4% as well. In London, the FTSE gained 0.6% overnight. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is at $30 a barrel, Tapis crude is at $34 a barrel, and gold is trading at $1,121 an ounce. The Australian dollar is currently buying 70 US cents, 65 euro cents, and 49 pence sterling.